I'm available, cowboy. If you've got $5.
$5 for you? You're making a joke, right?
Mister, she's the only valuable worm in between here and Santa Fe.
In a pig's eye. I can get a dozen Apache women for that much money.
Then you'd better put it back in your pants and head for the San Carlos.
$2, silver money.
Ah, you go to hell.
All right. $5. And only because I like your sand.
Well, come on. My room's right next door.
Hell, I never paid that much for a woman in all my born days.
Because you're a real famous cheapskate, Tom.
Is that right? That's how come I'm always left with the ugly, skinny ones.
You must buy your whores by the pound, huh?
I'll tell you something, sonny. Union whores was a hell of a lot prettier than them bag-of-bone red scarecrows of yours.
Says who?
Says me. And when Arkansas Tom Litton says it, you can bet the farm that it's a natural fact.
Well, I can't argue with a man who talks natural facts.
Damn right. Now, since I want another argument, I guess you should buy me a drink, young fella.
I guess I should at that. Set him up, bartender. I'll have a whiskey.
Jacob ended up talking to the men for over an hour. Linton, his eye on another drink, tried to start an argument with Jacob on who had the better cavalry mounts, North or South.
We've had enough of your natural facts for one night, Tom. Leave the gentleman alone. Son, it's getting wild out there. You can bed down in the barn tonight if you want.
Thank you kindly. I'll take you up on that.
And what about me? Are you just gonna throw me out into the storm?
You know fine well where the barn is, Tom. God knows you slept off enough drunks in there.
Maybe so. And maybe I have. But it's still nice to be invited.
All right, Tom, you're invited.
I should think I am. A man likes to be asked, and... My God, that was Amy!
Jacob quickly rose, pulled his gun, and made for the street. Ahead of him, a horseman spurred into the torn night. Tom Linton pounded past Jacob, running for the open door of Amy's room. Jacob followed at a walk, his eyes on the darkness that had swallowed the rider. The old-timer slowly backed out of Amy's room, his stiff body betraying his shock. He turned his head and stared at Jacob, a strange, lost look on his weathered face. Like a broken automaton, Linton opened and closed his mouth, but no sound came out. Jacob went past him into the room and entered a charnel house.
Jesus.
Amy had been cut from crotch to breastbone. She lay spread-eagled on the bed, the sheet she'd fisted in her final agony scarlet with blood. Jacob looked around, but there was no sign of the knife. The killer had taken it with him. Lou Rose pushed past Jacob, then stopped in his tracks.
Oh my God, Amy. What? I mean, why?
She fell off the edge of the earth.
Jacob took a blanket from the bottom of the girl's iron cot and spread it over the body.
I'll come back and help you bury her.
Where are you going?
After the man with the white eyes.
He did it.
Who else?
I thought he looked like a strange one. I told him to talk to Amy. I mean, I'm the one to blame, I should.
You're not to blame, Lou. The man who murdered Amy is to blame. No one else.
Where are you headed, young fella?
I'm going after him.
I'll join you. I was an Army scout for nigh on 30 years, and I can track like an Apache.
Tom slapped his guns.
And I don't miss too much with these.
Then mount up, Tom.
Here. What's your name? You never did give it.
Jacob.
Mind if I call you Jake?
A lot of people do.
Tom Linton read the tracks.
He's headed that way.
Linton stood by his horse's head in the wind-flung darkness, and he looked up at Jacob.
And the fella ain't just running. I reckon he knows right where he's headed.
How do you figure that?
He knows this neck of the woods well enough to cover country pretty fast. And he's keeping low, being mighty careful not to skyline himself. Damn him, Jake. If he heads into the mountains, we could lose him.
Do you reckon he figures we're after him?
I don't know. He might.
We'll press him close and hope he makes a mistake.
Ahead of them lay wild country, cut through by deep arroyos, high peaks, and the ruins of ancient pueblos laid waste by Apaches. It wasn't a long riding land in daylight, and darkness slowed Jacob and Linton to a walk as they allowed their horses to pick the trail. Samuel's wire, with its brief content, resided uneasily in the pocket of Jacob's shirt.
Come quick. Big trouble. Sam.
It gave him a world of worry. If the Colonel and Samuel needed him at Dramor, it meant gun trouble, the kind he was qualified to handle. He couldn't afford to spend time on a long chase. He's gonna have to end it quickly.
Damn it! I knew I recognized that Randy with the white eyes.
So who is he?
Last time I saw him was a couple of years ago at Fort Union, up on the old Santa Fe Trail. He was a second lieutenant in a supply company then, but got himself arrested after he had his wicked way with the wife of a civilian quartermaster.
You mean he raped her?
Yeah, that's what I mean. The boy was facing a court-martial, and there were them who said he should be hung. But his pa was a Union war hero with friends in Washington, and the lieutenant was allowed to resign. I heard that the boy's pa paid a pile of money to the woman and her husband. A sack of double eagles helps move things over, as they say.
Can you recollect the lieutenant's name?
I'm studying on it, Jake. Shannon. Lieutenant Shane Shannon. I recollect that his pa, Captain Shannon, lost his legs during the war in some sea fight with blockade runners.
What's Captain Shannon doing now?
Now you're asking me conundrums, Jake.
You mean you don't know?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, when we find Shade, we'll ask him.
As the night shaded towards dawn, Shannon's trail faded into the mountains. Jacob's hunt came to an end.
We've lost him, Jake.
Seems like.
Well, now what?
You go back and bury Amy.
A hard thing letting Shade escape like this.
He hasn't escaped. One day I'll run into him, and when I do, I'll kill him.
Jake, something tells me that right about now, old Shade felt a goose fly over his grave.